I do want to make one passing reference to the translation of Hebrews 12:17. I've been reading the New King James translation. This verse is treated very differently by a number of other translations. For example, the ASV puts in italics the words "in his father," and I'll read it, "for you know that even when he afterward desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for a change of mind." The Greek word metanoia, or repentance, means change of mind. He found no place for a change of mind. And then the words in italics, "in his father." Now that's not in the text, that's interpretation, but at least they identified it as interpretation by putting it in italics. And it's the correct interpretation, because that's what the book of Genesis describes. He found no place for a change of mind in his father. But now other versions treat it as though the issue were that poor Esau found no opportunity to repent himself. For example, the RSV reads, and this is the same translation carried over in the new ESV, or the English Standard Version that's just been published, "for you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears." That's a very unworthy conception of the doctrine of the grace of God. And it pictures a man seeking to repent, desiring earnestly to repent, and he can't repent. He can't find any chance to repent. That's terrible. It's a terrible translation. It's bad exegesis. It's even worse translation. And I want to take this opportunity just to make one passing comment about the new English Standard Version that's just been published by Crossway. This version has been heralded in conservative circles as the answer now to people who want an accurate translation of the Bible. World Magazine has gone on record as indicating this is the best thing since sliced bread. They're wrong. Basically what the ESV is, and I know this firsthand from speaking with the publisher before it was produced, what the ESV is an updating of the RSV. And what they did was to update a bit of language here and there and to fix some notoriously incorrect liberal translations or interpretations at various points. And I'm glad they did that. I'm glad they fixed those. But the problem was that they carried over all the other problems of the RSV that most people don't pay any attention to. The RSV was an update of the ASV, the American Standard Version, which is the most literal of the committee translations published of the English Bible. The ASV is the most literal. And it was produced on the basis of the philosophy of formal equivalence. I'm not going to get into what all that means. The translators or the committee that worked on the RSV were not committed to that philosophy of translation. They were committed to the philosophy of translation of dynamic equivalence. And had they started with the Greek text, they would have produced something very different than what they did. But because they set about as their project to update the most literal translation in English, because they were committed to doing that, they couldn't carry their principles as far as they wanted to. However, what they did was to revise the most formal equivalent translation on record using dynamic equivalent principles. And that's why you find such translations as "he found no chance to repent." That's not what the text says. So beware of rushing out to buy an English Standard Version. Is it better than the RSV? Yes. Is it the answer that folk have been looking for in terms of a literal translation of the UBS, what's called the UBS or the eclectic text? The answer is no. That version is yet to be produced. We use the New King James, though it is based on what many, including myself, regard as an inferior text base. We use it because at least it is an accurate translation of that text base. It was not produced using dynamic equivalents, but formal equivalents. I think we've covered this somewhere in the past in one of our Sunday schools, but here was a spot where I found particularly irritated this week in looking at this text and realizing that I perhaps needed to say something to you, lest you all rush out and get an ESV and think, well, finally, it's come. Beware the uncritical support being given to this version by people who simply aren't looking at it close enough. They're very happy that this is not the NIV at World Magazine. They forgot that this is still the RSV at World Magazine. Be careful.